Starbucks released its brand new website solely for China on February 27th, a strong step forward in its digital flywheel strategy. Rewards,
Jia
payment,
Jia
personalization, Jia ordering. How well does it fare in terms of UX UI in fulfilling the coffee giant's aspirations? Starbucks' status and positioning as a digital pioneer in the West have been acknowledged consistently for a long time. The digitalization of an already well-serviced loyalty program and willingness to invest in across-the-board innovation have helped Starbucks stay ahead in the game in the US and other countries. According to CEO Kevin Johnson, it also made digital relationships one of their most powerful demand generation levers. On the other side of the world, breakneck speeds of development and tech adoption in China had the effect of making the chain look digitally antiquated, albeit with incredible brand power. How incredible! Enough to ignore any need for offering the convenience of mobile payments until December 2016 for WeChat and September 2017 for Alipay. Starbucks in China, from digital laggard to an innovation lab. Well, it is time to bid farewell to Starbucks' archaic days in China. The unveiling of the digital flywheel strategy in
2016
and the company's choice to use China as a digital lab is likely influenced by strong regional growth and local consumers' openness to new concepts. Cutthroat competition between internet behemoths and the centrality of mobile devices in accessing the internet make for savvy consumers who expect convenience and novelty.
It
is no surprise then that it has China and not the United States, which makes for an excellent testing ground for emerging digital solutions. Starbucks releasing their upgraded website in China on 27th February ahead of the US is the latest in a succession of initiatives showing the chain's recognition of the primacy of digital experiences in China. Tmall store launch. The launch of their e-commerce store on Tmall way back in December
2015
was a positive sign of Starbucks' responsiveness to China. This is made more significant by the fact that foreign companies continue to respond tepidly to Chinese online retail.